and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It is your weekly roundup of all of our favourite events happening in and around Oxford.
I've got refugees, flash fiction and a festival made for two.
And I'm going to be talking about zombies, horticulture and pottery. So a varied week as ever in Oxford. And to begin with, we have got a show at the Oxford Playhouse.
Yep. It started last night and it's running till Saturday. It's called Dealer's Choice. It's a play that was written in the mid-90s, and when it came out it won a load of awards, really well received. And it's set in a small restaurant in London. It's got two halves of the stage which are alternately lit, so you can swap between two settings really quickly. Really interesting sort of device. Our reviewer went to see it last night and she said, "I fell a little bit in love with this motley crew. And even felt a degree of compassion for the bad guy. I attribute this to the powerful, observant script, some really strong individual performances, and the intense, funny, tragic and playful dynamics between the characters." It sounds really fun. It's all centred around a poker game that the restaurant staff play every week. But this particular game, there's a lot riding on it for everyone in the game.
And it's written, I think, by the same writer who wrote Closer, which was a stage play and a film. So if you kind of like the atmosphere and what's explored in that, then this is a bit more dark and funny.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The original cast included Ray Winston, so that kind of gives you a clue as to
the accent.
What to expect. Yeah. So that's every night this week until Saturday on 7:30 at the Playhouse.
Also this evening, we have the Ashmolean Proms. So the BBC Proms are about a month away now, but in Oxford, we are so ahead of the game. We've got our own proms in advance at the Ashmolean to kick off prom season. And these are concerts done with the Orchestra of St John's. And tonight is the first concert, but there's also going to be one in August and then a third in October. So there's three chances to go and listen to the Orchestra of St John's perform in the Ashmolean, but it's not just a concert in the Ashmolean. Each concert is also inspired by a collection and themed around a collection, and each concert is introduced by a member of the curatorial team as well. So there's a bit of information about the collections and then the concert. I'm not too sure what the theme is this week, but you can listen to Mendelssohn's music, Strauss, and some Rachmaninoff as well. So it should be really interesting. Tickets cost £25 if you want the luxury of a chair. If you don't mind sitting on a cushion, they're only £10. And that's the Ashmolean Proms, which are at 7:30pm tonight, obviously at the Ashmolean.
Fabulous. I've been to a few concerts at the Ashmo and the acoustic is just incredible. It's such a part of the performance, the space. It's a wonderful place to hear music, so I can definitely recommend that. Also at the Ashmolean, of course, is the final week of the Cézanne exhibition. I saw this when it first came out and I really loved it. It was really good, really good stuff. It's a fantastic collection of Impressionist, Post-Impressionist and Expressionist art, and it'll be a long while before it's shown in the UK again, so grab this chance, really. Go this weekend if you can.
It closes on Sunday.
It does.
And if you do or don't go, you should still read Hindley's review on Daily Info. If you look up the event for the Cézanne exhibition, you'll find the review linked to it.
At the Pitt Rivers tonight, swapping to the other university museum, is their regular event, which they call After Hours. And it's a chance for grown-ups to go and enjoy the museum in peace, with a drink in your hand and no children to get in the way and make noise. And each event has a theme. This one's all themed around money. So there'll be a talk by an author called Clara Semple, entitled A Much-Travelled Coin, a story of the Maria Theresa Thaler. Sounds like a good story behind that. And a display of rare and interesting coins, and lots of things that you might not have thought about as being currency before. They mentioned beetles' legs and red feathers and stuff. Sounds really, really cool. So if you want to go along to that, it's 6 o'clock till 8:30 tonight. You have to go in via the south door, not the normal door.
Oh, good tip there.
And if you want more details, you can check out their website.
On to tomorrow, and there's a new touring show which is coming to the Pegasus Theatre from Thursday to Saturday this week, called A Girl With a Book. And it's been written and performed by Nick Wood and inspired by the events that happened in Pakistan in October 2012. When three schoolgirls were shot for wanting to go to school. And one of these girls was Malala Yousafzai, who is now a 16-year-old education activist, and she became pretty iconic quite quickly in England. And Nick Wood has written this piece because he was and is a teacher, and he'd never in his years of teaching ever heard or seen anybody express such an enthusiasm and sort of need for education as Malala did in Pakistan. But the play isn't just about Malala, it's about Nick Wood, it's kind of about us and how we consume and we react to these kind of international horrific events and our attitudes and our prejudices and how we can think about and research and explore what's happened and why things make us feel a certain way from a distance. And there's a performance tomorrow at 12:30pm at the Pegasus, and then evening performances on Friday at 7:30 and also on Saturday. And this event is also part of Refugee Week, which Hini's got some more information about.
Yep. According to the UNHCR, in 2012, over 45 million people were displaced from their homes. So the state of being a refugee is something that is really important to consider as a community, as in a world. Oxford Refugee Week aims to encourage dialogue about refugees and asylum seekers and the obstacles that they face within the UK system, and to explore and embrace the real everyday contributions made by refugees in our society and the local Oxford community particularly. So they've put together this programme of films and talks and stories and food, a sponsored walk from Bond Square to the Campsfield Detention Centre, all kinds of things going on. And on Thursday, tomorrow, there's a free gig. It's a chance to hear an iconic guitarist. He's called Rise Cogona. He very famously made John Peel cry the first time that he heard them, and it was one of the first live sessions that John Peel did for his Radio 1 show. And Andy Kershaw is also a really big fan, and he's a jit jive guitarist from Zimbabwe. And he himself was a refugee. He very publicly criticised Robert Mugabe and ended up in a refugee status in Britain as a result. So this is obviously very close to his heart and a perfect headlining act for a gig that you should really snap up the chance to see, because you not often get the chance to hear him for free.
And it's at
the Art Bar at 6:30 for 7 tomorrow.
Also as part of Refugee Week, one more event is the Sharing of Stories and Cultural Celebration Evening, which is going to be at the Methodist Church on Kiley Road on Friday from 6 till 9. And this is an event that's been organised with the Oxford City Amnesty Group and involves other local groups such as the Refugee Resource Women's Group and Oxford Sexual Abuse and Rape Crisis Centre. So even though Refugee Week is only happening this week, there's actually lots of different associations and causes in Oxford that are working all year round to help asylum seekers and refugees. So this is an event that can sort of showcase them and let you know more about them. And there's going to be speakers and songs, dance, poetry, performances. It's all very open and creative. And obviously there's a raffle and some refreshments as well, because you can't have a community event without those two.
Of course.
So you can find out more about the Oxford-specific Refugee Week events on oxfordrefugeeweek.weebly.com. You can also then find out about the local communities in Oxford and go and share and celebrate from 6 to 9 p.m. at Methodist Church on Friday. Also on Friday, and moving on to the weekend, is this year's Blenheim Flower Show. It runs Friday to Sunday, 10 till 5, in the grounds of the Palace in Woodstock. There's, of course, a big celebrity horticultural lineup, which includes Monty Don from Gardener's World. I'm sure he makes many weak at the knees. And Charlie Dimmock from Ground Force. The weekend isn't just about flowers, but gardening in general, and growing and landscaping. And there's talks on installing water features, which I thought, you know, were very early noughties. I didn't think they were still a thing. But apparently they're still all the rage, and lots of talks about designing your garden and ideas and inspiration. And as well as the celebrities in the talks, there's also over 150 exhibitors and plenty of fine food as well. So inspiration, food, you can buy some things. The festival costs £21.50 each day for the tickets, and that also gets you entrance into the palace. So if you bring along anyone who's got hay fever, or if the flower extravaganza just gets too much for you, then you can go into the palace itself and maybe seek refuge there. And explore the rooms and the grounds away from all the pollen. And the Blenheim Flower Show, that's this Friday to Saturday, 10 till 5, at Blenheim.
Sounds marvellous. If you fancy something a little bit more wild, then there's the festival this weekend, which is the zenith of Low Carbon Oxford Week. And it's called Tandem Festival, and it's at Hill End Outdoor Centre, just near the Farmall Reservoir. And the festival is strongly encouraging as many people as possible to come by bike. And they've organised bike rides, kind of group rides, coming from as far away as Ghent in Belgium. They've already arrived, actually. They arrived on the 14th. It's pretty cool.
Ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Even the route from Oxford, though, is very easy. And I think they're not closing the roads, but they're definitely kind of putting up signs and making sure drivers know there'll be cyclists. It's really quick to get out from Botley to Hill End. You'd be surprised.
Yes. And if you don't want to go by yourself, there'll be groups going from Oxford. And I think there's a lot of cycle path for the majority of the way, isn't there? So it's nice and safe, and it should be really nice and fun. I think the weather's tipped to be good over the weekend, so what better way to arrive than with the wind in your hair? It'd be wonderful. Loads of the artists too are coming by bike, and they include some really great acts like the Moulettes. Moulettes are everywhere at the moment. I have friends who are obsessed. They're such a good band. And Bristol Gypsy Jazz Outfit, Sheila Nagig, who are excellent. Really great dance music, really hyped, really cool stuff. And there's Sam Lee, Megan Henwood, Count Drachma, loads of other great stuff, local stuff and from further away. There'll be lots of eco workshops too, in things like bike repair, growing veg upside down.
from
go to that one. spoon carving, yoga, harmony singing, bees, loads of stuff, and loads of talks as well. So you can learn loads and you can have loads of fun dancing and eating great food.
All in a very beautiful site as well.
Yes.
And not too many sort of big public events at Hill End. It's sort of more for educational things for kids and families. So it's a good chance to go and explore Hill End and see what they've got at an amazing festival.
Also, as part of Low Carbon Oxford Week, there's still loads of stuff happening, including a film screening tonight upstairs in TSK at 6:30 called The City Dark, and it's all about light pollution. And it says it's got a stunning astrophotography and a cast of eclectic scientists, philosophers, historians and lighting designers.
That
sounds
good.
Amazing
combination of people there. Yeah, I like the lighting designers thrown in at the
end. They've covered all bases. So if you want to learn all about the multitudinous effects of light pollution on our world, then you can go along and see that film for free tonight at 6:30 at TSK, Tell Street Kitchen.
For free as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
And Daily Info has joined in the low carbon celebrations by making our own guide to sustainable living in Oxford, full of lots of info and links to local sustainable stuff. So you can find the link to that on our homepage.
Whilst you're on our website, you can also go and find out about jobs available in Oxford or places to let. We've also got a full guide with lots of other advice about things like gluten-free eating in Oxford, bike shops, hairdressers. Everything you need to know in Oxford is on dailyinfo.co.uk. Oxford's got plenty of great annual festivals, and it's even more exciting when new ones emerge, like Tandem Festival, and also this week's first ever Blues and Rock Festival at the Art Bar. It's running from Friday to Sunday, with music starting in the evening on Friday, and then the afternoons on Saturday and Sunday, and going till about 10 p.m. each day. And there are over a dozen acts over the 3 days. Some of them are local, people who you'll have heard of before and who you'll be familiar with the Art Bar, like the one-man blues and boogie band Mudslide Morris and the Empty Vessels. But then there's also plenty who are coming from a bit further afield and who you wouldn't often see in Oxford. So grab the chance. It's only £20 for a festival ticket for the 3 days.
Wow.
Which is really good. Or if not, then you can buy for each day separately. So that's the Blues and Rock Festival. It's at the Art Bar, which it has the back room, which often is dedicated to blues and rock. But they haven't sort of created a whole festival over a weekend. So it's a really good chance to see what the venue's like and what kind of blues and rock music is like in Oxford. And it's Friday to Sunday this week.
That sounds brilliant. If there's one thing that we've learned through doing the podcast, it's that Oxford is excellent at street celebrations and festivals and local people celebrating local stuff. There's so much of it going on at the moment. It's brilliant.
Especially in the summer, every weekend we'll have some sort of village fete somewhere in Oxfordshire.
Get everyone out on the streets with a glass of something in their hand.
And a dog show.
Yes, and a dog show. And Florence Park's 80th birthday, which is in fact a year-long celebration. They're having a big party as part of that this weekend. And it is no exception. It does have a dog show.
It should.
It's also got a tea tent, pony rides, a history tent, loads of live music, lots of sports as well. Park's set up for loads of things, so you can go and try them out too. There's just loads happening in Florence Park, 11 till 5 on Saturday, and it's free. You can go along, enjoy the atmosphere, and celebrate all the things the park and its community have to offer.
And they do loads all year round as well, not just for the 80th birthday, but they've always got lots of little events popping up. They're a really, really good, thriving community. Lots of little pockets in Oxford, as I think there's more we'll talk about later in the Oxcars. There's a walking tour with a difference at 2 p.m. on Saturday. It starts quite expectantly from Broad Street, but that's about as pedestrian as it gets, because from there it turns into the Zombie Shakespeare Company's tour.
You what?
Yes, exactly. They are a new Oxford-based street theatre group who are doing walking tours, which I think are more shows. It's more about the spectacle than factual historical events. And the walking tour features the murder of Shakespeare, possibly to do with the 450th anniversary celebrations. They've kind of gone with that theme. And plenty of zombies.
Brilliant.
Shakespeare and zombies, great combination. The Zombie Shakespeare Company seem pretty new to Oxford, so there isn't much else to say other than you should go along and give it a go. Or if you don't go along and you're in town, just do look out for the zombies. And tickets are available from 1 p.m. from their boxes on Broad Street, with the tour starting at 2 p.m. Tickets cost £8, and you should just go along and tell us what it's like. Write a review on Daily Info, tweet us, tell us on Facebook what on earth happens with the Zombie Shakespeare, because it sounds like so much fun.
It certainly sounds like a brilliant way to spice up your Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Marvellous. In the evening on Saturday, you can go along to an evening of flash fiction. I didn't know what flash fiction was.
You thought it was naughty.
Yeah, I thought it maybe had to do with nudity. And then when that proved to be not true, I thought about superheroes. But no, not cleaning products either. It's actually just really, really short stories.
Fast fiction.
Yes. The Chinese call it a smoke long story, which I think is brilliant.
That's like a nice piece to it, because flash fiction sounds really fast and energetic, but a smoke long story sounds like just the right time.
Yeah, read it lounging in a doorway. Perfect. And the term was coined in 92 with an anthology of palm-sized pieces. And now it's got its own national day. Flash Fiction Day is on Saturday.
Wow!
National Flash Fiction Day. How cool. And the Albion Beatnik Bookstore is hosting an evening's reading to celebrate it. You can go along for just £3. It should be really nice. If you've not been before, it's a lovely little venue and it's worth a visit at any time. And it's an independent bookshop full of brilliant and eclectic titles, and they serve real leaf tea and cake as well. So you can go along, find some Kerouac that you've not read before, and have a cup of tea.
Here's some short stories.
Yep. Perfect. So that's on Saturday at 7:15 at the Albion Beatnik Bookstore.
National Flash Fiction Day. Now we know. On to Sunday, and the Cornerstone Arts Centre have a great act. They're really good at supporting Oxfordshire talent, and they're also very good at programming really funny comedians. And they're combining both these skills on Sunday and bringing us Charlie Baker and his show Baker's Dozen. Charlie Baker is from Wallingford, hence the localness, and he actually trained at one of the best drama schools in the UK and is a triple threat with comedy, music and acting all up his sleeves, and really great showmanship. That's what the reviews kind of say. He's really good compere and good MC at these kind of things, but also good in his own way. And the basis of the show is that Charlie has taken the best-selling songs in the UK over the last 13 years. I believe the show was developed in 2013, hence 13 years from 2000, and he sort of reinvented them in different ways. So like a jazzy version of a hip-hop song. He's got his own twist with each song, and in between the songs he gives you anecdotes and little fun facts, but the music sounds really very fun, and he's such a good musician. I think it's worth it for the songs alone, but he's also just very likeable, good fun. Tickets cost £12. Charlie Baker's Dozen will be at 8 p.m. at the Cornerstone on Sunday to end your weekend.
And as Anais mentioned earlier, we do have yet more community celebration. And this one's Wolvercote and Whiteham. They're having their Midsummer Festival, and it's Friday until Sunday next week.
So it's an extravaganza, isn't it? It's on forever.
So
and there's so many good events.
Yes, there's a huge amount going on. So check out the timetable online if you want full details. But I noticed there's foraging workshops, farm visits for kids and for adults, loads of village green fun. Talks and plays and sausages, quizzes, Morris dancing, exhibitions, photography and art exhibitions, and loads of music. And in fact, I'll be playing on Saturday night in the Village Hall, so come and say hello. There's so much going on, you should check it out. But this weekend, particularly, hang around Wolvercote Village Green and you'll find loads of good stuff.
So we know from Art Weeks that in Oxfordshire there are tons of artists making work here, but some of the artists who make work can also teach you how to create your own artworks. And Hannah Yeadon is a ceramicist who displays her work locally and nationally, and she has her studio in Jericho. And her practice is usually based around the female figure. She makes sort of little ornament figurines that reference various sort of historical periods and cultures, and are glazed and look really, very pretty, but also kind of interesting, not just pretty to look at, but they do kind of get you thinking. And as well as making her pieces, she also teaches regularly in her pottery classes and specialises in hand building techniques. So she's been teaching for almost 20 years now, and she's taught all ages and all abilities. So if you want to try out pottery or get back into it, I did pottery when I was little and I really, really enjoyed it. It's nice, kind of a bit messy and sticky, but it's a really satisfying feeling. Hannah Yeadon is your go-to person. She's got classes from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, as well as at other hours as well. And it's £20 for 2 hours at her studio in Jericho. And now that we're almost halfway through the year, I think if anybody has failed any of their New Year's resolutions or want to sort of give themselves a new skill or hobby that they haven't got so far, now is the time, with all the sun and summer and long days, to get going and try something new.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great way to get into it as well, because hand building techniques, you don't need a wheel, you don't need any specialist equipment. You could do it at home once you've learned how to do it. That'd be really nice.
There you go. That's the last event we've got in our Oxcast this week. You can tune in next week to hear more about events happening in and around Oxford later in the month. You can also follow us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford and search our Facebook page, Daily Info Oxford.
Meanwhile, enjoy the sunshine.